G'day and welcome to Partake. We're now on day 19 of our series Glimpses, looking at the story of the Bible in 30 days, from the time of creation through to the time of the fullness of redemption. We have seen how Jesus is the I Am, and by doing so, equates himself with God. Today, we look at how two particular individuals reacted when they each encountered this great I Am. Our first one is found in three of the Gospels, in Matthew chapter 19 and Luke chapter 18. But we will look only at the passage which can be found in Mark chapter 10 and verse 17, starting to read. As Jesus started on his way, a man ran up to him and fell on his knees before him. "Good teacher," he asked, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" "Why do you call me good?" Jesus answered. "No one is good except God alone. You know the commandments. Do not murder, do not commit adultery, do not steal, do not give false testimony, do not defraud, honor your father or mother." "Teacher," he declared, "all these I have kept since I was a boy." Jesus looked at him and loved him. "One thing you lack," he said. "Go sell everything you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come follow me." At this the man's face fell. He went away sad because he had great wealth. Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, "How hard it is for the rich to enter the kingdom of God." Matthew describes him as a young man. Luke describes him as a wealthy ruler. In Mark's account, which we read, he is simply a man. Put all together, that makes him a rich young ruler. He runs quickly up to Jesus and falls on his knees before Jesus. He wants eternal life, he wants it now, and so he asks Jesus about it. Such is Jesus' reputation. When he calls Jesus a good teacher, Jesus responds, "No one is good except God alone." Now, Jesus could have been correcting the young man, but more likely Jesus was asking, "Do you know what you are saying? And how close to the truth about me you are?" This young man had fully kept the commandments listed by Jesus. However, when Jesus said to the young ruler that in order to follow him he would have to give up all his wealth in order to have treasure in heaven and eternal life, the man left disconsolate and full of sorrows. That was a step too far for this man. He wanted his riches and also eternal life. But Jesus said, "Sorry mate, you can't have both." He remains the only man that we know about to have left Jesus' presence full of sorrow, and that due to his putting all his trust in his riches and wealth alone. Now, riches are not necessarily wrong, but they do make trusting fully in God very difficult. So what does trusting in Jesus look like? So let's have a look at somebody who was despised by the world and an outcast in her community. See how she reacts to this Jesus. And reading from John chapter 4 verse 3. So Jesus left Judea and returned to Galilee. He had to go through Samaria on the way. Eventually he came to the Samaritan village of Sychar, near the field that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired from the long walk, sat wearily beside the well about noontime. Soon a Samaritan woman came to draw water, and Jesus said to her, "Please give me a drink." He was alone at the time because his disciples had gone into the village to buy some food. The woman was surprised, for Jews refused to have anything to do with Samaritans. She said to Jesus, "You are a Jew and I am a Samaritan. Why are you asking me for a drink?" Jesus replied, "If only you knew the gift God has for you and who you are speaking to, you would ask me and I would give you living water." Then down to verse 23. "But the time is coming, indeed it's here now, when true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. The Father is looking for those who will worship him that way. For God is spirit, so those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth. The woman said, I know the Messiah is coming, the one who is called Christ. When he comes, he will explain everything to us. Then Jesus told her, I am the Messiah. Now we come to see somebody who accepted Jesus for who he was. Jesus went via Samaria, as it was the shortest route back to Galilee. It was hot. Jesus was thirsty and he wanted a drink. His disciples had gone into town to get food. So he asks a Samaritan woman to fetch him some water from the well. Then he asks a Samaritan would have been bad enough, but to also talk to a woman? We don't know the name of the woman, but by looking at the conversation between Jesus and her, we discover several things about her. That she was a Samaritan. There was equal animosity between Jews and Samaritans, hence the end of John 4 verse 9, for Jews do not associate with Samaritans. The Samaritans were a mixed race people of both Jewish and Assyrian descent, from the time of the vision of Israel that we looked at, into two parts and the annexation of the northern kingdom by Assyria. This woman was an outcast, which is why she was fetching water at the hottest part of the day. This was probably due to her sexual immorality, having had five husbands and currently in a sixth relationship. We do know for sure that she was waiting for the Messiah to come. So what does all this tell us about Jesus? We see his genuine humanity. He was physically tired, drained, hot, thirsty, and hungry. Normal human feelings and bodily reactions. We know Jesus contravened tradition and culture in that he spoke to a woman who was a Samaritan and a sinner. Respectable Jewish men never did that sort of thing. Hence the disciples' reaction in John 4:27. That in asking for water, he was capable of great humility by asking for a drink of water. For by so doing, he was putting himself in her debt. Yet he knew the woman's life of sinfulness, and it tells us of his divinity when he offered her the water of eternal life. Remember that from the I Ams? And this eternal life water would spiritually satisfy her. He loved the woman and gave her the most revealing and explicit statement we have in the Gospels as to who Jesus really was, when he said outright to her, I am the Messiah. Remember, he said that to an outcast, a woman, and a non-Jew. Amazing. When the disciples returned, the woman left her water jar, quite probably one of her only possessions, and went back to the town to tell other people about this Jesus, this Messiah. In the remainder of John 4, we read of the many people who come to faith in Jesus because of the Samaritan woman's testimony. Jesus, as the I Am, was ever reaching out with an all-encompassing forgiveness and love to the poor or the rich, learned or uneducated, male or female, wanted or unwanted, Jew, Gentile, or Samaritan. Through his exclusive claims, there is a great inclusiveness of all who are willing to submit only to him, as both the rich young ruler and the Samaritan woman found out, both with different outcomes. One left dejected, and the other left celebrating. Which are you? Thank you.